Italy's Prime Minister Romano Prodi said today that tragic recklessness had caused the deaths of 20 people in a cable car in northern Italy. The car's suspension cable was sliced in two yesterday by a low-flying U.S. warplane. Italy's defense minister called today for the prosecution of the U.S. pilot, who was stationed at the nearby Aviano Air Base, and some Italian lawmakers suggested it was time to consider banning all U.S. military bases in Italy. From Rome, NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
American military officials and Italian prosecutors will cooperate in a joint investigation into the causes of what is being called the cable car disaster. The accident occurred in mid-afternoon under sunny and clear skies near the Cavallese ski resort in the Dolomite Mountains. Local residents who witnessed what happened said a U.S. Marines warplane flew under the cable car lines, its tail wing slicing through one of the cables that stretch across the valley at an altitude of 240 feet. All 20 holiday skiers inside were killed. Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi went to the site of the accident today and he was visibly distressed.
Questo non era un volo a bassa quota, ma era un atto.
Prodi said this was not a normal low-altitude flight. This was a terrible act. It was practically a ground-raising flight way beyond every limit set by the rules and laws regulating low-altitude flights. Prodi was accompanied by Defense Minister Nino Andreatta, who said, "We are not asking for revenge, but that the law on criminal responsibility be applied to the commander of the airplane." He added there was a clear violation of rules governing this type of exercise. Prodi told reporters that he spoke last night with U.S. President Bill Clinton, who assured him there would be full involvement of Italian authorities in the investigation. According to agreements between NATO partners, the country to which the plane belongs will undertake the judicial investigation. Residents of Cavallese and nearby mountain towns said yesterday's cable car accident had been waiting to happen. They have been complaining for years about what they call the Rambos of the skies, playing games, such as flying under power lines or bridges around the valleys of the Dolomite Mountains. And 2 years ago, local authorities made a formal request to the Defense Ministry for a total ban on low-altitude flights over inhabited areas. The cable car disaster has unleashed a political storm in Rome. The Communist Refoundation Party, which is part of Prodi's government coalition but which has also traditionally been anti-NATO, announced it will propose a bill to shut down U.S. bases in Italy, or at least to introduce full Italian legislative sovereignty over all military bases in the country. Italy, which throughout the Cold War was one of the main pillars of NATO's southern flank, is dotted with U.S. and NATO bases and is still considered strategically important. Aviano, for instance, is the largest U.S. base in Italy and is currently a staging area for U.S. operations in Bosnia and the Persian Gulf. And plans were underway for a $300 million expansion of the base. Now, the cable car disaster is likely to trigger a debate here in Italy on whether to maintain and under which conditions such a large U.S. military presence on its territory. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.